How did your rugby career come to an end, John?
I suppose getting too old. I mean, I was, my last game was 1982 at King's Own. We lost to Coventry. That was the last game for the first. So I was born in 45. Okay, what was I then? 37. So I mean, I was on the way out. I went on and played a couple of seasons, I think. I haven't got the details, so I would like to know how many games I actually played for United, but I actually went on and played a couple more seasons, I think, when they wanted me, and started to go then to Bream. Gordon Sargent lived in Bream and said that they were looking for a player coach. This was a couple of years before I'd retired, and I said, well, I can't play, I said, because I'm still playing for Gloucester, but I'd like to coach. I didn't want to coach locally. I think there'd been too much pressure put on me if I'd have done it locally. Because I had trained Gordon League for a couple of seasons while I was at Gloucester, and it was just getting too much. So anyway, I decided to go to Bream, and I started to train them or coach them and started to play. And that's it. Generally just dwindled out from 1982 maybe to 84, playing the odd game for United when they were short.
And your involvement with rugby since then?
Well, since I finished playing, I went to Bream. I had 8 seasons, very happy, really get on really well with the Foresters, always get invited to their dinner. Coming to travelling, just getting too much really, so Long Levens asked me if I'd be interested. I went there, I coached them for 5 years, and then played for another 2 or 3 seasons. Initially I'd played at Gordon League, and I played from when I was 13 till I was about 24, 25. But finished playing at Long Levens when I was 50. Bright Glanville, who sadly passed away recently, asked me, would I have a go at refereeing? And I said, for you. And I was saying it for years and years. I said, I will have one season. I did do a bit of talking on the field. I was very involved and very committed. And I expected the referees to be the same. And if they, you know, I did have a few words anyway. So anyway, that was 15 years ago. I've been refereeing ever since. In the last couple of years, I've actually been refereeing, having a couple of weeks off and doing a bit of mentoring for young referees. Or not so much young referees, but new referees. That's what I'm doing at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, next game is, I got Hartbury College fifths, I think, against somebody else's thirds, and that's next Wednesday. And today I'm going watching a lad at Hartbury. But yeah, still involved.
And are you still playing any other sports?
I've just got back into table tennis.
Oh.
I actually, just look at it, I got some medals I just got out to show somebody today, because I'm going to play later on. 1962, so I was about 17 or 18. I actually won the 4th Division Championship and the individual. And then we won the 2nd Division Championship. I also played once for Gloucester. We played Stroud with the likes of Brian Merritt, Morley, Ian Harrison, Dennis Arnold, another who's passed away. Yeah, I was runner up in the Gloucester Junior to Dennis. Dennis Arnold, yeah, beat me in the final. I've just started to play again because I was made redundant last year, and a couple of the other players, that person who were made redundant, started playing table tennis. And I just happened to meet him one day, and they said, well, we're just playing table tennis every Wednesday, 4 till 5. So I said, oh, great. So bought myself a bat, and I'm playing that. Yeah, really enjoying it. Really enjoying it.
You're not playing golf anymore?
I've never been... I've had a couple of games on tour and enjoyed it, but I'm a bit reluctant to get involved. It's, if I did it, I'd want to do it well, and I don't think I've got the time, and I don't think I've got the commitment. No. Played a bit of cricket for Arcadians, but then 1975, rugby was getting so involved, and I felt I just needed a break in the summer, so I just stopped playing.
What were you, batsman, bowler?
I was a wicketkeeper.
Oh.
Yeah, I've still got the record, 40 odd stumpings, catches, whatever. Yeah, I think I've still got the record for Arcadians. I used to enjoy that, yeah. It was okay, but I was playing Saturday and Sunday. What I should have done is maybe just play the one day. But for a couple of seasons, playing every Saturday, every Sunday, and then having to play rugby, and it just got too much. Yeah.
What have we left out of this interview, John?
Nothing, I hope. Well, just I've had such a fantastic career, met some fantastic people. I'm just so glad I played the game when I did. I don't think there'd be a place for me in the modern game. Or if there would have been, I would have had to put a lot of weight on. The only thing I would have enjoyed was the training. I think that must be fantastic to get up in the morning and not have to worry about work and go out and do what you enjoy. And I used to enjoy running. That's the one thing I do miss, just getting me daps on or me trainers and just having a run. Just then run around that block court twice. I used to go up Bromswood Hill, then used to do the steps at Gloucester, down the roads. Yeah, that's the only thing I miss.
Do you think having rugby, you know, as your living would change your attitude to it?
I wouldn't want to be, no. I had 14 seasons in Gloucester. Now, there's going to be very, very few people who are going to achieve that.
Mm.
I mean, Andy Hayes will maybe get close, but no.
You'll be the last, I think.
Yeah, definitely will be, yeah. No, I'm very content when I had, really. They can have their money. I'll have my memories.
Yeah. Well, it's been very enjoyable hearing those memories for you, John. Thanks very much.
No problem. Thank you.